Hello, it's Philippe Nicolas. You are listening to the French Storage Podcast. Happy listening. Hello everyone, and welcome to a new interview, a section of the French Storage Podcast, where we meet and discuss with leaders of our industry. This format invites us to approach a company, understand its strategy on the market, thanks to a direct exchange with its top executive. And today, for this new edition, it's a great pleasure to meet Liran Zwiebel, founder and CEO of Weka. Hello, Liran. Glad we have a chance to talk today.
Hello, Philippe. I'm always very happy connecting with you. And thanks for having me.
Weka develops a new generation of parallel file system named Weka FS that radically changes the approach of file storage at scale for high-demanding application. Let's start the talk with Liran to learn more about the product design, its advantages and key differentiators. And Liran also wishes to share hot news with all of us. First, Liran, could you share with us the genesis of Weka? Why and how did you start the project?
Yes, certainly. So Weka is actually, for the founding team, is our second storage company. Our first storage company was XAV Storage, and we started that more than 20 years ago in the late 90s. And at XAV, we're showing you could create a T1 block storage product in software only. When we started doing that, you probably remember, we were downright ridiculed, and most people in the industry said it couldn't be done. But to make a very long story short, IBM acquired us in 07. And for a short period, we were the IBM XAV storage, and then we were Spectrum Accelerate. So if you've been buying IBM block storage, you probably were buying our technology in the last 15 years or so. We left IBM in 2011. And at that point, and again, you've already heard that, we took an oath to never ever do storage again. And the reason we didn't want to do storage again, we've had two main reasons. One, all the legacy storage vendors are selling proprietary hardware. And even at IBM, when we were a software-only engineering organization, we were selling very prescribed hardware appliance. We were saying it's all off-the-shelf components, but it did come from some very peculiar shelves. Now, when you're selling this proprietary hardware, it creates two problems. The first problem, you cannot actually go to market through everyone that is relevant in the on-premises data center. So you cannot actually go to market as software. But the biggest problem is that your solution doesn't run natively on the cloud. And it looked like a huge problem in 2011 when we said we didn't want to do it anymore. It's actually a bigger problem today. You know, a lot of our competitors, the legacy storage vendors, have cloud-based products, but what they're running on the cloud is a different product, actually, even though it carries the same name, than what they're running on-prem. And they're also different between the different clouds. So you don't get the same scale, you don't get the same performance, and you also don't get the integration. The other big problem we've identified with the storage market was that traditional storage vendors stopped scaling both performance and capacity. And the problems in the enterprise kept growing. So big data started happening, the data lake started happening, data warehouses started happening. And nowadays there are dozens of different data solutions to enterprises, and each carry only a small percentage of the market. And when we didn't like these two aspects of the storage market, and we said, hey, never again. But then in 2013, two new technologies happened. One is NVMe, which is the way to connect flash to PCIe. And it came after the great success of other companies like Fusion IO or Viridant or TMS or violin, they were all showing that if you put Flash with PCI, you get great results, and became overnight success. And they were the genesis of NVMe. And the other thing that happened is fast networking happened. So EDR InfiniBand and 100 gig Ethernet, which allowed thinking very differently about storage architecture. With these new technologies, we said, hey, we can really start resolving storage for high-end workloads.
So I understand Weka was founded in 2013 and you exited Stealth in 2017. So far, you raised around $140 million. What about sharing a few key figures about the company? Number of employees, number of installation, how much data you have under management?
Right. So as you mentioned, we started late 13. The first dollar came in the company in January 14. We are currently between 250 and I think 270 employees. The number changes constantly. We're hiring like crazy. We're more than doubling year over the year over the last year and almost also the year before, and we will keep doing it. We have about 200 large enterprise customers. We're managing almost 2 exabytes of data. And actually this quarter, we have 2 projects that come in, and one is another 3/4 of an exabyte, and another is 3 exabytes. So we're gonna add some very, very large projects during this quarter. So hopefully when we're done, we're almost at 5 or 6 exabytes of data under management. So we're growing significantly, and within 200 customers, we're actually running many hundreds of systems, because some of these customers are growing rapidly and they're doing a lot of their AI and other large projects with Weka.
In a nutshell, what is the mission of the company? We'll cover the product in detail with my next few questions.
So we're going after what we're calling next-gen workloads. So we're focusing on solving the large AI projects, both on-premises and in the cloud. We are taking a lot of new containers, Kubernetes, microservices, migration projects, and we're also doing large projects when companies need connectivity between edge or near edge, the core and the cloud. So basically, there is a significant force of digital transformation to new way of solving problems. The old way of doing storage doesn't work for these, and we are building the company to be the best solution for the next kind of problems.
Now let's dig a bit. I mentioned at the beginning that Weka develops WekaFS, a new parallel file system. Could you give your definition of a parallel file system?
Yeah, and our definition of parallel file system is actually different than anyone else in the market, because when parallel file systems came to be about 20 years ago in the early 2000s, it basically meant if you're running I/O and you're doing large IOs, you're breaking them into a few megabytes each, and then you could leverage hard drives to get a lot of throughput. So instead of getting through the 50 meg of a file until you go to the 51 meg of the file, you would get them all concurrently. And this worked very, very well for hard drives, and it worked well for products that had little amount of metadata, so about 100,000 files per directory. What we're doing, actually, we're parallelizing both I/O, but we're parallelizing large I/O, we're parallelizing small I/O at the 4K granularity, but more importantly, we are also parallelizing metadata. And we have created a complete parallel metadata architecture. And this allows us to, on the one hand, store tons of metadata information. So you can put hundreds of billions of files in a single directory and it still runs well. But more importantly, we can offer more 4K I/O than what you can get from high-end block solutions. So the amount of IOPS you get from ARC is unlike any other file system or unstructured data. So we have customers that have built systems that use hundreds of millions of 4K I/O under out of a shared file. And the only way you can do it is if you're parallelizing the metadata and you're using a lot of compute power behind it to support it.
And please give us a pitch of the product.
So what we're doing at Weka, we solve performance, scale, and access, so simplicity for our project. So we can give you any kind of performance at very, very low latency. So we can build any kind of IOs and throughput, and we have the best density of performance per terabyte. We can grow from 20 terabyte small system to up to 14 exabytes of a large system. We let you access the data through the different protocols that you care about. You don't need to copy between, so we're a complete multi-protocol. We are easy to use, and we run either on-premises or on the cloud. So we took after the big problems that customers have when handling and accessing their data. And we've basically took away all the trade-offs and all the friction points they've had with traditional storage and allow them to basically focus on their business problem to solve.
I understand, like many other parallel file systems, you expose a POSIX interface, but you also expose NFS, SMB, and S3 in detail. How are these interfaces exposed to the application or compute layer?
So, as you've mentioned, we have support for our shared POSIX. We also have support for NFS, very high performance SMB, S3s, NVIDIA's GPU Direct Storage, and the Kubernetes CSI. And we have support for these similar to what you expect from scale out NAS. So it's not that we have like single or two protocol gateway boxes. All the Weka boxes that serve the file system also serves all the protocols. And further, we allow the customers to either fall back between these different interfaces, or if for some reason they're using a variant of the protocol that doesn't do it, we actually can create tons of IP addresses per server and do a load balancing between them. And if a server fails, we spread them across the other servers. So we have a very resilient, very high performance implementation for the other protocols as well. And it generates and it really streamlines the ease of use of using the same data through different pipelines.
What about data protection? Do you develop a special protection mechanism? I know it is a N+2, N+4 as you're coding with subtle implementation, right?
Yes. And this is actually the most important thing of any storage product. I'm proud to say that to date, we've never lost a byte to any customer. And we're managing, as we've said, about 2 exabytes of data to a lot of customers. We can protect +2, +3, or +4. And we're doing it in a way that is more resilient than any other storage solution. So as in addition to the +2, +3, and +4 protection, we also have an end-to-end data protection on each 4K that is stored on a different server with a different NVMe. So each time we return data to the customer, we verify the end-to-end data protection. But the other thing we're doing, part of our high performance, we are actually load balancing I/O and metadata across all of the NVMe devices and all of the servers. And it means that each time we're writing to the best devices to write to. So unlike other erasure coding or RAID, we're never doing a read modify write, because if you're doing a read modify write, you have to write on the previous location of that data and these devices may be busy. Each time you're writing, you're actually getting a new stripe. So let's imagine an imaginary system with 100 servers and one NVMe, and you're protecting 16 plus 2. Each time you're writing, you're actually picking different 18 servers. And it means that the system actually has almost infinite number of stripes. Now, when the server fails, you now have 99 servers working 1% harder, taking over that server's work, and they can rebuild that one server in the stripes that they share. When another server fails, you have 98 servers working 2% harder, and now they're figuring out, hey, what stripes have two components out of them missing? This is a very, very small number of stripes now, and they can rebuild these in earnest, taking a few seconds, or let's say a minute. At this point, you're down to two independent single failures, and you can have a third server failing and then a fourth server failing. And if you're protecting plus three or plus four, at this point, you should have like many hundreds or many thousands of storage servers. And chances are, if you have only three or four servers down, you don't have a single stripe that actually is missing the three or four components that would result in a very fast rebuild. So it's more complex than any other storage, but it also the only storage system that as the system grows, rebuild time shrinks. So a bigger worker system is actually a safer worker system. And this is very, very unique in the industry because traditionally a bigger storage system means a less safe storage system.
A few days ago, you announced Weka 4. What is it all about? I understand it will make your competition at a far distance, right?
Definitely. So we're very, very proud on Weka 4, and we're announcing several large jumps in our ability. Some of them allow us to be a distant leader. Some of them allow us to catch up to things that are considered table stakes, but no one have these kind of table stakes with the other things that we provide. So let's start with going multi-cloud. So for a long while, we were on AWS. We were born in AWS. We've added the AWS Marketplace last year. And now with Weka 4, we're announcing that we're running the same product on-prem and in different clouds. And we're now running in AWS, in Google GCP, in Microsoft Azure, and in the Oracle OCI cloud. So you can get Weka on the four leading clouds, and we're going to add more clouds as we go forward. The other very big change is that we're adding support for database compression across the whole file system. So we're going to identify variable length blocks that are similar across different files on the file system, and we're going to dedupe and compress them. So you're going to get the best kind of data reduction technologies known today on the Weka system. So you're going to be both the fastest and the most economical. You had the ability to tier to hard drives before. We've also announced support for QLC media, and now we're announcing support for data reduction, which is a significant tool in the ability to reduce costs. We have significantly improved our scale-out NAS protocol stack. So we now have the best SMB stack in the market. We call it SMBW, and you can get line rate performance on for Windows. If you're using standard Ethernet, it supports multi-channel. If you have RDMA, you can run SMB direct. And we have support for line rate of 100 gig and 200 gig lines. We're adding support for NFS v4. Which a lot of customers have asked for, so for compatibility. We are improving the variety of different S3 features that we are supporting. So we're really improving the protocol stack. And the other thing that is coming, we're taking an overhaul of the user experience. And we're making managing a WECA system significantly easier. So we started by tackling the world's biggest projects and doing incredible things. And customers gave us a little bit of a discount on how difficult it is to run. But since then, we've expanded to many, many, many large corporations and the large enterprises. They have very high expectations on usability. And with V4, we're going to meet and exceed a lot of their expectations on the ease of use and the overall usability of the system. So this really gets us into the enterprise for more generic workloads and migrating more of their on-premises workloads to the cloud and to the hybrid cloud while enabling second sourcing your hybrid cloud.
More globally, what is unique with WECAFS we don't find in others? And why and how do you beat the competition?
So any other storage out there optimizes for locality. And the data is being sharded across different boxes. And the easiest way to figure it out is ask the vendor, hey, if I rewrite the same data over the same location, will it be stored in the same box of the original data? If the answer is yes, your vendor optimizes for locality, and the answer will be yes, no matter who you're asking that is not WECA. But then it means that even if you have 100 boxes in your solution, because your workload has locality in it, you're only going to stress maybe one or two or three of these boxes. So while the vendor may give you a huge number in the spec sheet of the system, you're using a very small portion of it. With WECA, we don't have the concept of locality at all. And what we're doing, we are load balancing both I/O and metadata across all of the components. And we're optimizing for queues to have low latency and a low queue depth. Because this is what we're doing, we actually let customers enjoy 100% of the resources that they have purchased. So we are showing even on the cloud, you start with a system of one size, you get that level of performance, you double, you'll get twice, you double again, you're getting four times the original performance. You know, we've done a blog with Oracle Cloud when they were showing 2 terabytes a second from a system running on the cloud. We can do it thanks to our load balancing, because on the cloud, every vendor will talk about the noisy neighbors. Once a system, another storage system is hit by the noisy neighbors, the performance plummets. And you obviously cannot build such a big system that all the components are perfect. But with WECA, if we have a noisy neighbors, that server is just doing a little bit less work. And this is how we can get 2 terabytes a second on the cloud, or we can show perfect linear scaling on the cloud, and we can show perfect linear scaling on-prem at very, very low latencies. And this is something no other vendor can do. And in a WECA system, if you're adding more clients and latency starts going up, you can just expand the system, add more NVMe devices, add more compute power, and latency goes down again. So every other vendor can manage maybe increasing throughput, can manage increasing IOs at some point. They hit a plateau at some point, but they can never improve latency once it starts creeping up when system grows. And this is the huge difference between us and everyone else in the market.
How do you position your product and what are the use cases you target?
So we're very, very strong for AI, and we're seeing two strong use cases for AI. One is training new models in the data center, going through tons of information. And we are behind some of the world's biggest AI projects. Some of the autonomous driving cars you see on the street have been trained by a WECA. And we're very, very proud about our penetration in the whole autonomous market. The other use of AI is inference and actually getting AI to run in production. And that's where we're seeing a lot of it happening by what we're calling manufacturing 4.0. So we are part of some of the new foundries, the semiconductor manufacturing, display manufacturing, and they're all using a new kind of either microscopy or taking pictures of the finished products, or while they're building the product and verifying that the quality is good. So these are the different usage of AI. We're also seeing some NLP use cases. We're very strong in the pharmaceuticals, in the next generation of drug discovery, either with the use of genomics or the use of cryo-EM. And we're seeing a strong push of cryo to the public cloud. We're very strong in media and entertainment, around gaming, around studios for visual effects, rendering, color correction. So we're working with some of the biggest studios and overall the biggest media and entertainment companies exist. And finally, we're also very strong in finance. So we're seeing lots of banks, hedge funds use us for either trading or equity or fraud or risk, and a lot of these time series analysis workloads. And we're seeing success in EDA. So either for the front end and back end, or while they're actually running the engineering processes. So a lot of the usual suspects, the industries that have a lot of data and they require fast processing of a lot of data.
Now let's speak about your go-to-market model. How do you sell the product? We know that Hitachi Vantara is a key OEM for you, but more globally.
We're also unique in that sense because we're not going and selling direct to our customers. We're selling through a few very large resellers. Basically, Hitachi and the rest of the large server vendors. So Hitachi is a full-fledged OEM and they're selling their own white labeled version of Weka called HCSF, but they're actually not hiding that HCSF is a Weka. But you can get Weka through also Hewlett Packard and Lenovo and Supermicro and Cisco and pretty much any other large server vendors, when they will sell you a complete appliance through them. And then you can get Weka also on all the clouds. So AWS, GCP, OCI and Azure. So it pretty much doesn't matter how you're running your infrastructure, you can get Weka from the biggest vendors you're working with. We also have obviously relationship with the VARs, so the local resellers that are within the region to help offer us to the customers. And finally, after the customers buy, we definitely have a direct relationship with the customer. So they get a Slack channel, they can open cases, and we come and help them make sure their infrastructure runs well, no matter if the problem is the Weka or another vendor. And many customers actually run with Weka and enjoy us, so they can get most of the rest of the projects just to run well. If you go to the Gartner peer reviews, you can see that about 40 reviews gave Weka an average of 4.9 out of 5, which is the highest of any infrastructure partner company. But out of customer success, we have a perfect 5 out of 5.
We approach the end. How is your product price?
So the one part where we actually didn't go and reinvented the wheel is around pricing. Our partners sell an appliance for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and they're charging based on capacity and what kind of features you're buying. So from that sense, buying a Weka is very, very similar to buying like a spectrum scale or a NetApp, and it works in a very similar sense. On the cloud, we're usually doing a 1-year deal. But on-prem, if you're buying the appliance for 3-year maintenance, you will also get a 3-year of the license, or 4 or 5 years. And in some extreme cases, we have had customers buy for 7 or 10 years upfront.
Iran, to conclude, we must speak about the future, both in terms of company, but also in terms of product. What are the directions and what do you prepare?
So we would like to make Weka easier to use in more environments. So we're going to spend more and more time on the user experience and making us more in line with the other infrastructure products. And the other thing that we're going to add, we're going to go and add more of the enterprise-y features that you would expect to find in, you know, tier one block storage products to be able to run more of the enterprise applications. And we will also spend more time around data protection features and data management features. So we're going to be more useful for a wider range of enterprise applications.
This is the end. Thank you very much, Iran, for this open dialogue.
Yeah, thank you very much, Philippe. I really enjoyed talking to you.
We'll continue to monitor Weka carefully during the next few months. And for us, I invite you to listen to our weekly rendezvous for a new episode on specific topics, leaders, interview, or the talks, all available on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you, everyone, and pleasure to meet you again very soon for a new episode. Ciao.